go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your favorite radio personality, DJ Dick, and I am the original disco dictator, bringing it to you on the fader for later. Coming up next, we've got a song sent to us by Rukus. Let's all hope it doesn't suck mule dick.
for power became known to more and more people, the demands to do something about this outrageous man became louder and louder.
Ladies and gentlemen, just a quick reminder, for those of y'all not knowing.
Doom awaits you, all motherfuckers! Stop flooding the channel.
Good evening, you're on the Load Radio Hour.
Hello.
Are you there?
I'm fucking out.
Hello?
Fuck you.
Lucas, you need to talk into the fucking phone. Oh, there we go, there we go. We had a little bit of...
I was listening to...
Lucas.
I was listening to...
Lucas, you fucking debilitated drug addict.
The 70s earlier.
Oh, yeah?
And I was like, it's a lot better than your show, man. I have to tell you. He was,
Well, let me tell you a little something about King Billy, all right?
Fuck you.
King Billy has a whole basement full of little Chinese boys that select all his music for him. You know that? Little Chinese boys. Yeah, your level of failure is so high, I just can't even grok it, man. You're totally bringing down my vibe.
Earl Grey hot, you know, it's like I put it in the machine and it spits it out. But I was watching Full Metal Jacket earlier, and Arlie Ermey, he was like yelling at some dude, and then he
gives me such a hard on.
So I was like, yeah, he kind of died because he got shot in the face, or I don't know, I don't remember, but he was dead. But then he was in that other movie, so he survived, obviously. But like,
yeah, absolutely. Let me tell you what, I'm gonna give you some music background for your disjointed ramblings, you treacherous homosexual.
Yeah, you fuck you, you fucking uppity bitch. I'll fucking fuck you and all your lesbian fishing friends in front of your fucking mothers.
Oh, really? Really, will ya? Tell me all about it.
Yeah. I'll come out of the fucking booth and fucking whack you, you little prick. You know that. What the fuck is Pi doing? Just fucking took over the channel. It's not cool. And I don't like that, man. That's not cool. Cause I'm like, yeah, that's not cool. Cause
just a small reminder, motherfuckers. The disco epidemic is coming for you, and it's coming for your family. Nothing can stop its relentless onslaught.
Stronger. Harder, make it better, do it faster, makes us stronger. More than ever, power after. says hunger more than ever. Hour after hour, work is ever over. Keep all the bacon ever. Made pasta makes us hunger more than ever. Hour after hour, work is never over.
Doesn't give you a total hard on. You need some Cialis, motherfucker. We're here on Friday Night Faggot Fever with DJ Dick, your disco dictator. And before I bust all of y'all off to Auschwitz, here's a bit of Songtastic Elastic Plastic, by which I mean vinyl, from the Tramps. Whoa, wait a second. Totally blowing my head here. Sounds like I got somebody on the line. You're on the Load Radio Hour, DJ Dick speaking.
Load?
Yes.
You're failing it, speak up.
All right, hold on. I threw out my voice, sucking cock.
Well, you know, sucking a cock is good for a healthy and strong mouth.
You know, I actually heard some words to that effect from the American Cock Association. I'll be glad to read them after you're off the phone. How can I help you tonight, sir?
I just want to say that this is possibly the greatest Load Radio Hour ever. Just look at what you're making these faggots on IRC do. They're going fucking crazy for this shit.
Oh,
they are going cuckoo for crack.
Totally cuckoo. And, that's the way we like it here at the Load Radio Hour. We like our faggot homosexuals to be flailing around with their epileptic-like limbs, you know, writhing on the dance floor, spilling cocaine out of their pockets for me to come along and sniff up when nobody's looking. You know, maybe I could sniff some bicycle seats while I was at it, you know? So what can I do for you today, my good man?
I don't know. I just wanted to call in and tell you what a goddamn bang-up job you're doing and how fucking proud I am of you, son.
Well, somebody's getting banged, that's for sure. Well, Cyberdyne, thanks for calling in. Cyberdyne, wait, before you go.
Whoa.
Now, there's been some talk that there's going to be a bit of conflict between the GNAA and Teens for Christ later this evening. What is your particular viewpoint on that conflict?
Well, I myself, being a member of both, let's not fucking say member, of being well-known of both organizations, I don't see why we really should fight. But if we're going to fight, let's beat each other fairly with our dongs and mouths flapping your big ass.
I couldn't agree more. You've brought tears to this old, wretched, grisly heart. Now, afterward, I'm gonna disconnect you here.
Can't we all just get along?
Shit. I'll see what I can.
Maybe we can all just suck a dog.
Oh! Burn!
There's some meaning poetry for you. I'm out.
Alright. He's talking about the American Cock Association. Those of you who don't know about it, I'm going to send to you right now a paid commercial from the American Cock Association.
Sigh, chicken again. How many times this week have you sat down to a meal and said this? Sure, chicken's okay once in a while, but it's not what you're really after, now is it? Hell no! You crave the rich, satisfying taste of dick. Why not indulge yourself? Warm, meaty dick has no calories, cholesterol, or saturated fat. Sucking a big, fat, rock-hard cock promotes a strong mouth
and weekly penis sucking may actually reduce your chances of getting certain types of throat cancer. So this week, when your family sits down to a nice meal, treat them to the meaty aroma of a big juicy dick. When you see the smiles and jism on their faces, you'll know you made the right choice.
The American Cock Association.
To my surprise, listen, 100 stories high, people are getting loose, y'all. They're getting down on the roof. Look here. The funk was flaming out of control. It was so entertaining when the boogie started to explode. I heard somebody say,
burn, baby, burn.
Disco inferno.
Burn, baby, burn.
Burn the mother down.
Burn, baby.
Everybody dancing on the floor. Get down.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm pleased to announce Netcraft has just confirmed it. Disco is well and alive. All other music is dying. Causing it. Hello, you're on the Load Radio Hour. Shit, you'll have to call back. Because of treacherous faggotry, we were unable to catch that last call. I blame the Yudin. For now, what I'm gonna talk to you about is something very serious. Platform shoes, people. Stop wearing them. This isn't 1972, it's 1975. I don't know what the fuck you think you're doing, but it's nothing good. Doesn't look good, you can't dance in them. I want you, when you're listening to my show, I don't care where you are, I want you to be gyrating wildly. If you're in the drunk tank of your local precinct, and you've just pissed in the mouth of another prisoner, I still want you dancing. I don't care if it gets all over his face. Hell, I'll pay an extra $5 if it does.
Absolutely clear. The unruly fascist youth and that Teens for Christ have overstepped their boundaries and left unchecked will surely rot unholy death and destruction upon all trolls and possibly the entire world. Make no mistake, we have been watching you, you lecherous faggots. Your hostile actions have been noticed, and you've now made it to our short list. The unending oppression of my gay nigger brothers by your Zionist schemes and troll work camps run by your Yiddish agents will soon come to an end. The doom and destruction of your organization will soon be here. It will be glorious, and you will not see it coming. Combining our fiscally responsible gay niggers who possess good business acumen with the minds of our research and development division's devoted developers hunched over bleeding-edge PCs loaded with Microsoft Windows XP Professional and the Microsoft Development Suite for boosted productivity, we have the resources to create whatever means are required to reach our ends, which is your end. From this day forward, the Gay Nigger Association of America declares an unending and unstoppable jihad against the veritable sodomites at Teens for Christ. We will not relent until every last one of you are writhing in pain, handcuffed to the frames of our beds with ball gags in your mouth. The metaphorical fristitch postage will be ours. GNAA is greater than all. But some of the infamous Load Radio Hours listeners might be wondering, why? Why is such a large and successful trolling organization, whose influence extends all across the mountains, plains, and rivers of America, down the broken, cold, desolate streets of Russia, past the noxious gas chambers of Germany, through the seizure-inducing, heavily lit boulevards of Japan, and even reaching the majestic stranded whales living in the frozen fjords of Norway? What could these frighteningly powerful and devilishly handsome men want with such a group of mere peasants? Well, my friends, to answer this question, we must go back into time to the year 1955, to the origins of Teens for Christ. The day was June 17th, 1955. The world believed that Joseph Stalin had been dead for 2 years while he was actually hiding in a nuclear bunker planning the fall of America as international tensions mounted. All of his spies were being captured, and Stalin needed a special task force to keep a watchful eye on America and do Stalin's bidding behind enemy lines. He came up with a wretchedly foul plan that would surely garner the wrath of the gods. Using the insufficiently developed bioengineering labs of the Soviet Union, he created several ideal Soviet spies. They were an unholy genetically engineered combination of shit from an Auschwitz toilet and the forcefully removed nose of a Jew. Initially, six of these evil Jewish agents were deployed to America under the guise of good Christian Americans spreading the word of the Lord, a group called Teens for Christ. Their names were Chaos Mage, Clerk, Meth, Random D, Robotron, and Toilet Duck. These unholy agents of the satanic Soviet Jews caused havoc all over the nation. They killed African and Aryan targets with demonic haste and used KGB special forces training to steal classified military blueprints and plans for transmission back to the other side of the Iron Curtain. American authorities were unable to link together many of the killings and never attributed them to the Teens for Christ Death Squad, and the intelligence stolen was considered insignificant by lazy American officials and forgotten as bureaucratic blunders. 7 months later, these lascivious agents of Sodom ran into trouble when they crossed paths with the GNAA. The GNAA immediately found conflict with this group due to the nature of their origin. In 1941, Adolf Hitler decided he needed a task force with the sole purpose of offing all Juden with extreme prejudice. On October 17, 1941, the Jud-Toten Corps, or Jud-Killing Corps, was created. This task force of cold-blooded killers circulated through Europe, killing Jews using any means necessary. They preferred to use stealth and do their deeds quietly, but resorted to brute force and heavy weaponry when necessary for large concentrations of Juden. After 2 years of service, Hitler saw that the Jud-Toten Corps was very powerful, but wanted to find a way to increase the efficiency of Jew murdering. He sent men to search through the underground of Deutschland and in the bazaars of northern Africa for the most vicious and ruthless dark men he could find. He found only two, but knew that they would be enough. He trained these men for 8 months and then transferred the hardened veteran Timekopf from the Jud-Toten Corps to his new Schwarz Commando squad to lead these new blood fighters of the Reich. The Schwarz Commandos division of the Jud-Toten Corps immediately proved to be a glorious success. Timekopf, Falso, and Jesuit X proved to all be masters of their craft. They specialized in nighttime stealth missions such as bombings of synagogues due to their dark skin. Over time, more recruits were added and the efficiency of the squad increased with its size. After the end of the war, the Schwarz Commandos were to be disbanded, but they had grown very close to each other, possibly too close. As a result, they began to have sexual feelings for one another that manifested in a large nigger orgy in September that year. Knowing that they could be captured by Americans in the fallen fatherland, they quietly left for America by means of a wooden raft, eating saltwater fish and drinking each other's gay nigger seed for sustenance. They were able to continue their own personal onslaught against the Jews that greatly populated the country for about 25 years until the resources dwindled and they were no longer able to continue the war against Juden for lack of arms and munitions. Panicked, they frantically tried to come up with a way to continue to combat the Jews, even if they could not do it with the direct and violent approach. They finally decided they would slowly eat at their feeble minds using the well-known process of trolling, and since then have conducted their operations in this manner and changed their name to the Gay Nigger Association of America in order to attract less attention from past acquaintances and due to the fact that they were now a dual-purpose organization that also worked to bring together homosexual black men from around the country they now operated in. Back to 1956, the Schwarz Commandos still had the means to attack the Jews with violence, although this ability was slowly dwindling as funds were hard to attain due to the mostly racist nature of Americans, who were largely Jewish sympathizers and afraid of the superficially different black people of the country, resulting in legitimate work being hard to come by, leaving crime as their only recourse. When they came across Teens for Christ, they knew they had to destroy this communist threat. Although this proved to be harder than initially expected, these Juden were trained to survive and kill. They received reinforcements from Russia every few years to try and stop the aggressive gay niggers who had a tendency to strike in the dead of the night and recede into the midnight streets unscathed. But still, Teens for Christ was always two steps behind. Reciprocal attacks continued for years while the mutual hatred escalated more and more over time until today. This situation has reached the boiling point. We will not tolerate these wordless scheiß toiletten any longer. The official jihad upon Teens for Christ will not end until every last one of them are beheaded and strung up in the grand hall of the corporate GNA headquarters. For Juden sind verboten and will not be allowed to oppress the human beings of the world anymore. Their downfall is coming soon. For the Gay Nigger Association of America, this is DMX signing off.
And for the Load Radio Hour, this is DJ Dick jerking off. That was perhaps the finest commentary ever on the show. And as a result, I'd like to bring to you this song.
Hi, honey. I'm homo. He has thought about it for a long, long time, about being attracted to his own kind. He's ready.
ready to take those fantasies and make them into something real. Finally do all the things he's been dreaming of. He's joining the Cocksucker Club. To not have to pretend he was drunk when he seduced his roommate on his bunk. He might be bi, he might be gay, but he knows he's finally ready to say some of the things he's constantly thinking of by joining the Cocksucker Club. So lick, 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 suck, 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 unroll the condoms and fuck, fuck, fuck. Down on your knees, give a good head, do it in your parents' queen-size bed. In high school, he spent hundreds of hours fantasizing about boys in the showers. Billy was hung, Rick was thick, and Daniel had a most upstanding dick. But Eric was the one with extra yardage to love by joining the Cocksucker Club. So lick, 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 slurp, 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 do it though your jaws start to hurt. The taste and feel of a dick that's new is a fun activity to pursue. About being attracted to his own kind. He's finally facing what it means when another boy causes a lump in your jeans. Taking the plunge, going down for love. He's joining the Cocksucker Club. He's ready for the Cocksucker Club. He's a member of the Cocksucker Club.
Nip it in the brisk, we doing your taxes. Outlasted every bastion, high fashion from now on. And once a year, gotta do a little fasting. Always been typecasted, present and past. And snip, snip, chop, there goes my son's foreskin. Got the curls on the side of a face, we rapping and we got control of the banks. Thanks. Coogling, ruggling, now I need a napkin. What's that stench? His refrigerator smells real nasty. Keep the locks right off my plate and the sardine aluminum cans in the bag. But I'm never mixing the milk with me, cause I keep it kosher on my plate. And I always leave the bar mitzvah late with the girl that I met on JD.
I am a crazy Jew. I am a crazy Jew. I am a crazy Jew. I am a crazy. I am a crazy.
The corned beef on rye is one of our favorite treats. To the left, to the right, always pressure to eat. Wait 30 minutes, meet me on the dance floor. Lift me in the chair in the middle of the horror. Especially the shiksas, shiksas need love too. Then convert them into our world. Where grandmas paint your cheeks and show them how to make a bagel, please. With cream cheese. Skinny yet women got the mother's pressure in them. Define them some men, wed them, make them a country club member. Then surrender to the mall non-stop shop. I ain't gonna be caught in that jail. When they whine, bedtime is boring as hell. So listen to the warning I tell. Need a nice one like the girls of Hillel. Shalom.
I am a crazy Jew.
And for those of y'all,
and for those of y'all,
and for those of y'all,
and for those of y'all, and for those of y'all, and for those of y'all.
Not totally understanding what I'm demanding. Here, the disco dictator would like to let y'all traitors know. By the way, Teens for Christ was founded by Serogen. And I would like to extend my personal message that war between trolls accomplishes nothing. And, I'm gonna jerk off in a basement for a little bit. Later on, I'll be doing a lot of cocaine. For now, here's more Jew music.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 nights. My dreidel just spins around and then falls to the ground as we light the candle. but the candle dripping's burning me right now.
So,
thank God for mom and dad for teaching Jewish culture, cause we are so proud.
Look, I am.
Fluffy lockers, all those fluffy lockers, they're hot, I wanna eat them till there's nothing at all. We get the presents, oh, we get the presents, and eight is always better than three from Santa Claus. If what they say is,
we're the chosen people,
then what makes, 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 us the exception? Don't know why, know why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why. Run and call your rabbi so that you can celebrate this year.
Oi, it's just yo backwards.
Hanukkah. Why don't you meet my rabbi? Hanukkah. He isn't such a bad guy. Hanukkah. It wouldn't be a bummer. Hanukkah. If you want to wear your yarmulke.
Man, it's Shevitz, 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 and a kosherized pickle. Man, it's Shevitz, 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 and potato garnishes. Man, it's Shevitz, 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 and the kosher varnishes. Man, it's Shevitz, 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 and some other great dishes.
Yeah. And, just in case y'all were knowing, just to increase the peace and to get peace in the Middle East, Oi is just yo backwards. Let's stop the hating and self-filating, yo. We need to get it on with the gay nigga gangbang. And here's something sent to us by Cyberdyne. Cyberdyne, you faggot-ass Jew. That would be the one that he sent me in completely. I'll edit this out and do a line of coke, and then come back to it and do another line of coke. Maybe off of some kid's ass. I don't know. You know, it's a... The evening's just starting.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Lode, and I just received some disturbing news while being filleted by one of DJ Dick's many homosexual entourage. Ladies and gentlemen, there is currently a bot war going on between the two channels. War has erupted.
Chaos has erupted. Teens for Christ and Batmobile are at war. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be bringing you up-to-date information and relation on the war between Teens for Christ and Batmobile. You're in our prayers, both of you. We hope for a peaceful resolution in which all this trolling is probably redirected against old wares or whatever. For now, enjoy Boney M. Ladies and gentlemen, disturbing news from the front lines. There have been several casualties in the war between Batmobile and GNAA, and as a official third-party UN delegate, and via Horatio Brunswick, I'm going to ask for a ceasefire between the two channels, cease the botnetting, and I'm asking you all, direct your aggression against politics. Politics is the new target for our bot war. Cease fire, all. Cease fire. Coming up next, oh god, I can't believe I'm playing this shit.
I'm a disco dancer.
Run.
At 11 o'clock. So we're gonna try to end this before then. Nah, that's cool. I'm not trying to invoke anything. So I'm just saying it's a gay disco party at 11. Did somebody say gay disco?
Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you a little story here. This here's a story about peace, a story of love. Ladies and gentlemen, here on the IRC, you can't be a botnetting and a flooding and a crap flooding and a takeover in the channels, we got to get together, because IRC is a tool for communication, specifically communication of information, and that don't happen when you be, you know, flooding the channel and shit like that. We need to stop all this trolling and grow up, don't you think? I mean, isn't it about time that we got around to becoming respectable and respected members of our communities? Oh,
this just in. Fuck that shit. Go batshit, fuckers.
I snorted cocaine for about 15 years. My dumb ass. I must have snorted up Peru. I could have bought Peru all the shit I snorted. Could have just gave him the money up front and had me a piece of property. I started off snorting little tiny pinches. Said, I know I ain't gonna get hooked. Not on no coke, you can't get hooked. My friends have been snorting 15 years, they ain't hooked. I started snorting little teeny, didn't even make noise. Coke etiquette, Jack.
Pass the album, please. No more for me.
6 months later. Licking the album shit. Trying to get a freeze. Somebody told me you put it on your dick, you could fuck all night. Right? Shouldn't have told me that. My dick had a Jones. $600 a day just to get my dick hard. And you get weird sexual fantasies too when you be on coke. Just think of some weird, baby, I got a great idea. I want you to go out on the roof. I'm gonna run around the house 3 times. On the 3rd time, I want you to jump off on my face.
On my farm about 1982, pulling up some corn and a little carrot too. Do low flying aeroplanes about 100 feet high. Dropped a bunch of bales or something and some hit me in the eye. So I cut a bale open and man was I surprised. A bunch of large size baggies, big white rocks inside. So I took a little sample to my crazy brother Joe. He sniffed it up and kicked his heels, said, Horton, that's some blow. Bales of cocaine falling from the flying plane. I don't know who done dropped them, but I think I'm just the same. Bales of cocaine falling like a pouring rain. My life changed completely by the flying plane. So I loaded up them bales in my pick-em-up truck, headed west for Dallas, where I would try my luck. I didn't have a notion if I could sell them there. 30 minutes later, I was a millionaire. Bales of cocaine falling from the flying plane. I don't know who done dropped them, but I think I'm just the same. Bales of cocaine falling like pouring rain. My life changed completely by the low flying planes. Oh, let's fly, Jimbo. I'm a rich man, but I'm still a farmer too. But I sold my farm in Texas, bought a farm down in Peru. And when I get so homesick, I think I'm going insane. I travel back to Texas in a low-flying plane. Bales of cocaine falling from the flying plane. I don't know who done dropped them, but I think I'm just the same. Bales of cocaine falling like the pouring rain. My life changed completely by the low-flying plane.
This just in. GNAA has been trolled. GNAA has lost.
Now gather around me, all you rambling men, and hear
hear this tale that I must tell. It's about a feller from down in Alabama. I'm sure you knew him well. He loved to sing and he loved to love, and he loved a cold, cold beer. But his soul went up to the good Lord above at a very early year. Popping pills is gonna get you. Passing thrills, but they won't let you slip away. They won't forget you. They're gonna steal your soul someday. Well, I'll tell you about a feller that's been around a while. He's been twice to hell and back. He doesn't dress in the most particular style, but everything he wears is black. He found his Jesus and he seemed to lose the way, for the devil had him in his grip. Now it won't be long, some unkind people say, before he takes his final trip. Popping pills is gonna get you. Passing thrills, but they won't let you slip away. They won't forget you. They're gonna steal your soul someday. Finally, let me tell you about another crazy guy, one of Nashville's favorite sons. Well, he missed so many concerts from getting way too high, they called him No Show Jones. Just one drink, just one more was his idea of fun. He thought he'd have himself a ball. Now he takes great pleasure in telling everyone that he lived to tell it all. Popping pills is gonna get you. Passing thrills, but they won't let you slip away. They won't forget you. They're gonna steal your soul someday. Good Lord, they're gonna steal your soul someday.
Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, a little update on the troll war there. Just so you know, here's the ultimate, I guess, the moral of the story here is that GNAA did an incursion into Teens for Christ's channel, Batmobile, and we're trolled. Folks, you just can't fight trolls with trolling. It doesn't work. Especially when they are an elite cadre of trolls, such as Teen for Christ. And I hope that everyone in the GNAA has learned a little bit about themselves, about their feelings, about what it means to touch another boy's pee-pee, etc., etc. And in the future, let's have peace in our trolling. We need to form together into one solid block of trolling prowess and just fucking annihilate everybody in our path.
Train on cocaine, Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind, and know that notion just crossed my mind. This old engine makes it on time, leaves Central Station about a quarter to nine. It's Trevor Junction at 17-2. At a quarter to ten, you know it's traveling again. Driving that train, I'm cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your speed.
yet. Switchman sleeping train, 102 is on the wrong track and headed for you.
God, there's nothing like a good troll war to really get your fucking blood pumping. I mean, that was just sweet. Absolutely. And like I said, for those of you who didn't learn when I just, you know, previously made the announcement on our saying that I'm a traitor, blah, 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 blah. Shut the fuck up. I mean, get with it. Have you not learned the lesson here? Fighting in between trolls is just stupid and useless. All of us are equally equipped to troll and to fuck each other over. Some of us are just smarter than the others. In any case, there's only one real outcome of this whole thing, and it's that the two organizations need to come together to pool their resources and to participate in one of the Uber trolls that I have recently come up with. Here's a few news updates. Currently, I've been stockpiling anti-Palestinian and anti-Israeli assy trolls. Now, I've got a horde of them. Totally new trolls, totally untapped, and they're ready for a massive strike campaign between the channels Israel and Kuwait. We could almost start an international incident if we put our minds to it. I mean, there is just no fucking limit to how hard we can troll these faggots using the trolls that I have provided, using the spam script provided by, you know, GNAA member Altis, who was formerly a Teas for Christ member. You know, you may know him as DMX. Despite his, you know, hateful rhetoric and everything this evening, you know, he's got ties to both organizations, too. Provided by him, you know, some of the assy trolling software was helped by Teas for Christ. You know, a lot of the trolls were developed in collusion with them. You know, you're just more powerful when you've got two groups going on. Also, there is on, I think, what's the name of this fucking network? The network is named IRC2.net. All right. Recently, I have basically social engineered us, can flood for one of our bots on this network. All right. Utilizing that can flood, we're going to appear, and this is for the GNAA and any Teens for Christ members that want to hop on this bandwagon. I've got canned flood, all right? I've already talked to an operator. We're going to be able to get it. We're going to appear as the global network of assy artists, create a legitimate-looking channel, and then totally destroy the network with flooding using canned flood. Hopefully, we can get it for as many as 3 bots and just go fucking hog wild with it. Now that's our trolling update, since the Gay Nigger Dispatch is no longer on the air. Once again, I urge peace and solidarity for all trolls. To everyone listening to this, you have been trolled, and you have lost.
Once upon a time, my daddy got high on paraphernalia. He was smoking a cocaine pipe. He got his kicks doing it. He smoked that paraphernalia like a cigar. My daddy smokes cocaine. My dad. alcohol. He forces my brother to buy cocaine from a dope man. He does it by threatening him with a Glock. What a stupid asshole. My daddy smokes cocaine. My daddy smokes cocaine. My daddy smokes cocaine. My daddy smokes cocaine. Possession of controlled substance. My daddy was an asshole. My daddy was a no good son of a bitch. My daddy smokes cocaine. My daddy smokes cocaine. My daddy smokes cocaine. My daddy smokes cocaine. Fuck over London. Fuck over Chicago. Check and go. It's the fast way to payday.
And it's been another thrilling episode of the Load Radio Hour. God knows it's been disjointed and fucked up, and I didn't really understand anything that was going on, or what I was saying, or what I was doing, or what I was thinking, or who I was doing. And I was rolling around in my own filth for most of the episode, enjoying my own crapulence. In any case, we've learned a lot today. We've done a lot. We've killed a lot, loved a lot, you know, got shot, etc., etc. But one thing I want you to keep in mind is that I'm not doing a show next week, motherfuckers. If you want to contribute to the Load Radio Hour, go to www.instantlobotomy.com/lrh.htm. Follow the PayPal instructions. Send me your life savings or I'll kill you and your family. That kind of thing. We won't have a show next week, but tune in because... I fucking forget what I'm doing the week after that. There may not be a show then either, but there probably will be. And then remember, we're doing the show on Saturday. For Saturday, September 11th, we're going to do a huge show. I'm going to try and get actual people on the air to troll, etc. Going to be fucking fantastic. And remember, when you're following me into the troll battle... victory is guaranteed. Join Load's war between Kuwait and Israel. And my massive IRC2.net troll, soon to be updated. In the future, my alien Uber troll. All brought to you through the majesty of Load brand trolling. See you later, you decrepit faggots. Unless we forget, doom awaits you all.